if the Republicans take over the House, the question is, will federal workers survive? And my guess is yes. You know, two more years, things can change again. But I think it's a tendency to demonize people politically now, whether it's right, left, Republican, Democratic. But we've been through some rough patches before for federal workers. Jimmy Carter came in, and they were delighted that it was Carter. The federal unions were delighted it was Carter rather than Ford. And one of the first things Carter did was try to charge pay parking at offices. And literally, people picketed the White House. Oh, you know, he ran into troubles. Ronald Reagan, when he became president, the Washington Post said that Washington, D.C., the federal population would be decimated. In fact, it grew considerably, yeah. Changed in complexion, a lot more DOD, but it actually grew. It didn't shrink. Bill Clinton, was a favorite of the unions, came in and eliminated 270,000 federal jobs and gave this big impetus toward privatization. So you really never know what's going to happen.
And the thing about Bill Clinton was a lot of those procurement workers, things that we're still paying for today because we're trying to rebuild that procurement workforce.
That's right. And now the Obama administration wants to bring those jobs that are suddenly deemed inherently governmental, bring them back into government. Yeah. So these things change. And I noticed the other day the Federal Times reported that Senator Grassley of Iowa, a Republican, has said that here's a good idea. Why doesn't the IRS contract out to collect taxes? And I thought, did I miss something here?
Here we go again.
Uh-huh.
It's like deja vu all over again. It's back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah.
And, you know, there, one of the things that seems clear is we're back in the age of more with less. There's the age of austerity is certainly seems like it's going to be the next 2 years.
Yeah, I would think so. People are looking, you know, there's been this year-long series of articles in major newspapers, yeah. Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Washington Times, saying that federal workers are overpaid by various ways to look at it.
Right.
The Fed say they're comparing apples to oranges, and yet this feeling is out there. Also, you've got almost 1 in 10 Americans who want to work who are unemployed, and yet the federal government is growing slightly. So yeah. there's a resentment out there in the country.
Along those lines, and this story was out yesterday, but it was a story about from new Bureau of Labor Statistics data that shows federal employees paid an average of 24% less than the private sector counterparts. This was done for the Federal Salary Council and my favorite title, what do they call them? Pay agents.
Pay agents, yes.
I want to be the pay agent.
I'd be a pay agent or Postal Board of Governors. Best jobs
exactly.
Best jobs in government. They do this every year. And again, harken back to the Carter administration, which was Democratic, and the Clinton administration, which was Democratic. And both of those said they are not going to give pay raises based on this data until you include the value of fringe benefits in it.
Yeah.
If you include the retirement package, vacation, the value of retirement itself, government contributions to the 401k plan, they say we're not going to even look at it until you do this. And the BLS figures that came out yesterday are strictly a salary matchup on a city-by-city basis made by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And they will, for instance, go to Houston, and they'll say, Houston's got a lot of engineers, a lot of experts in petroleum and that kind of thing. So we're going to compare them to what petroleum experts in the government make.
Right.
And those private sector people usually come out on top. In fact, Houston is one of the best paid federal cities in America. It's right up there with San Francisco. They go to San Francisco and they get into banking and that kind of thing.
Technology.
Technology. And you're right. Silicon Valley is right down the way. San Jose is part of that area. But you really are in both instances, whether you're doing a straight salary matchup or doing it without the fringe benefits, you are comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah. It's very, very hard to do. And that's why I think we keep arguing about it, and we'll flip flop back and forth more times. You're going to be talking about a lot of this stuff tomorrow on your turn, right?
Right. Bill Bransford, who's the executive, general counsel, I'll get it right, for the Senior Executive Association. Bill's going to come in. We've talked to people from the FMA. We've talked to people from NTEU. We've had others in sort of the rank and file and the professional groups. Bill represents obviously the government executives, but he's going to take a look at the election. He's up on the Hill all the time talking to these people. And he's going to take a look at the numbers that we have available tomorrow. And we should have most. You know, there may be problems in Alaska and Washington State.
With how many close, people misspell Murkowski?
Who can spell Murkowski? Right. And also you have absentee ballots and that kind of thing. So there are time zone considerations. But we should have a pretty good picture of what the next Congress is going to look like. And Bill's going to take a look at that and analyze it without fear and woe is me kind of thing. Going to take a look at it and see what it looks like for federal workers. And, you know, it's important. It's not what they might do to you, it's what they can do to you. You know, very different things.
One other thing we wanted to, and it's related but unrelated. Guess what? It's open season time again. Starts on Monday. And we're going to talk a lot more about this. So we're just going to briefly, but always the thing about open season is the small percentage of folks who do anything, that most people just let it ride.
It seems to me that numbers I've seen, 6% of the people who are eligible to change, which is everybody in the program, 6% actually do it. And these are often the same people over and over again. They tend to be young, healthy, and smart. Mm-hmm. And they move around from these high deductible plans to plans that offer different things. The vast majority of people do what we do best, nothing. They stay in their plan. They grumble if premiums are going up, but they do nothing. And every year, Walton Francis, the author of Washington Consumer Checkbook, comes on your show and my show, and every time we can get him on the air.
This is his,
and
it's said, like it's tax season.
That's right. I had lunch with him yesterday. He was on Bob Lyons' show, and he's booked up like you wouldn't believe.
I would imagine.
But every year they say the same thing, but it's true. If you get the wrong plan, they're all good plans, so that's not a problem. But you can pay too much in premiums, and if you pick the wrong plan, you can pay an extra $1,000 to $2,000 easily out of pocket that you wouldn't have to pay if you had shopped around. Yeah. So Walt Francis is going to be on the show. The open season starts next Monday, and he's going to be on my show, Your Turn, Wednesday, and for a couple of Wednesdays after that. And he does it best buys. That is not only premiums, which are just a third of the equation, your catastrophic benefit, and then the particular benefits you need, the changes in copayments, which are going to be significant in some cases this year. So it really, we say this every year, and it sounds like we're drumming up business, but this year, this open season, more than ever, it really pays to shop.
And unlike TSP, where it's, you really sort of set it, think long term, this is something where it can pay to spend that hour to focus on,
right.
You know, you're talking about $1,000 or more.
And many federal agencies have already subscribed to this consumer checkbook online for their people, so they can do it at work and get the help they need. But this arguably, upcoming open season, is the most important decision you will make for your family for the year 2011.